Recently, I came up with an interesting question. Where is a better place to open a business, especially a startup, in US or Canada? I am a technologist and I am fascinated about this question. Hi, my name is Vlad and I'm going to be your host today. So, US or Canada? This is the question. If I go with US option, what would I gain? What advantage I will get? Well, with United States, first of all, is a bigger market. Market is in US about 10 times more than Canadian market. I would say US is, I see, is more capitalism society. It's people there are more open to risk, there are more capital there, and of course US dollar. We know the US dollar is an international currency, and you definitely have an edge when you operate with US dollar. Also, some states in US have no tax at all. So for me, it would be no-brainer in terms of tax considerations. Like such taxes as Washington, Florida, Nevada, you name it. Also, US is known to be a more kind of consumerism-oriented. People are shopping more, they're spending more. They're a big spender, in other words. And I also believe US has a better infrastructure for small businesses. One simple example is, like, flying in US, it's way cheaper than flying in Canada. And I heard something like, in US, airports are considered as economic engines, which is in Canada is a source of revenues. So why don't I open business in US? Why do I have any reservations? So that's what I think. I think in US, one of the things is certainly easy come, easy go. I'm thinking it's easy to get capital, have more risk appetite, but on the other side, I think maybe less due diligence done when you start a new business. Another thing, I think it's what I see US as politically divided country, and it can be enough a reason don't make business with you, which is in Canada, I would say, whether you're conservative or NDP or liberal, I don't see this as a reason don't do business with you. It's expensive to get talents. It's because of US dollar, of course, and because of the salaries is higher. Also, I guess another reason would be talent mobility. The people moving in US more, so probably naturally you get more, less retention. It would be hiring would be more, you need to hire people more often. And of course the hiring has a cost. So this is my thinking process about why US good idea or what's the pros and cons in opening a startup in US. Now let's talk about Canada. So I will start with pros. Like, first of all, Canada is more predictable in terms of business concentration. We only have 4 or 5 major centers like Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Ottawa, Calgary. At the same time, it has considerable talent pools. There are a lot of educated people here. There are quite a few universities, which is supplying talents for the businesses. Like few universities, they are known outside of Canada, U of T, Waterloo, and other universities are good universities inside of the country, Ryerson, York, Queen, Concordia, University of British Columbia. Other thing is immigration program. Canada has a formal immigration program, which is bring talents to the country in formal way, more predictable way, which is the US doesn't have immigration program. And that's, I think, also a good factor. You get diversity, you had an established program for this. And also Canada has a universal medicine, which is create a less cost to cover in medicine, and it's more attractive for employees in general. Now, why would I don't open now startup in Canada? Like, what are the cons? And cons is quite a few as well. So Canadians has less appetite for risk. They are more careful about spending money, they are more cautious. Other thing is, I guess in Canada it's also harder to get capital. And talking about talents migrate where the money are. And a lot of talents going to US because there are more money. Canada is a big territory, has a less population density, and it's harder to maintain infrastructure. So I would say business infrastructure probably would be more expensive, and it's not as good for small businesses. Example is flying in Canada is expensive. It is sometimes cheaper to fly to US from Canada than inside of Canada. I'm even not talking about flying inside of United States. And but on other side, one more point I didn't mention about taxes. In Canada, one good thing about be resident or non-resident, if you're non-resident, you don't pay taxes. In the United States, to my knowledge, it doesn't matter whether you're resident or no. As soon as you're making money anywhere in the world, you have to pay taxes. So, going back in pro cons about Canada, and last but not least factor is a market size. Canadian market size is 10 times smaller than United States market size. And is there become a game of numbers, whereas you get more probability of get opportunity, where you get opportunity to get more talents, spending power, and so on. So market size is much smaller, and it's I think is a huge factor. Thank you for listening to my podcast. It was Vlad, and it was a pleasure to share with you my thoughts.